Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Samach Dalet. Nida Samach Dalet, as we finish up the ninth parak of Nida and start the last parak, the tenth parak, the last parak in Shas, Bez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But first we are on Samach Gimel on the base. Today's daf is sponsored by Ari and Rachel Ihan, Luzecher Nishmas Mordechai Tzvi Ben Aaron, and Azriel Nasan Ben Tzvi, the Neshama should have Elios. Again, sponsored by Ari and Rachel Ihan. We thank them for the sponsorship. We are on Samach Gimel on the base. We got up to the Mishnah. The last section before the Mishnah spoke about the din of Reb Yirmiyah. The din of Reb Yirmiyah was based on the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Tezvav, V'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. Reb Yirmiyah says, Azharon l'b'nei Yisrael sheyifreshu minishosein samach levestan. The warning, an azhara against b'nei Yisrael, that they should be porish from their wives, samach levestan, at the time that the nidus, the time that the period is expected. That's the Rebbe Yirmiyah. And the Gemara said, you might have thought that that means an extra ona, an extra time period. Kamash ona does not. So, pashtus of the Gemara is that whenever the woman is expecting her vest, either during the day or during the night, let's say a woman has had a re'iyah on the sixth day of the month for 3 months in a row, so the following 3 months, on the sixth day of the month, she has to be cho sheshes, or the interval, all the different types of vestas that we spoke about yesterday. So that is the pashas of the Gemara. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Dalid, that is the simon about Prisha Samach Levesta. It's the second simon in Hilchas Nida. The Shulchan Aruch starts off, Kuf Pei Gimel is what makes the woman a Nida, and Kuf Pei Dalid, second simon in Hilchas Nida, is about what a husband and a wife have to do at a time when they expect her to be a Nida. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rov Hanashim Yesh Lahem Vestos. That's not telling you halacha, that's telling you a betzius, which does not exist today, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. There are many women that, most women, he says, have vestos, liros bezman yadua, to see at a zman yadua, meaning vestos kavua, kagon, me esrim la esrim yom, o mi lamid la lamid yom. The kol isha, sheish la vest kavua, va alea shlobashas vesta, if a woman has a vest kavua, so then the husband and wife are allowed to be together when it's shelo b'shas vesta, and there's no bedika that is required. Rama quotes the issues of bedikas at the time of tashmish, which are not so lemaisa b'zman hazeh, and siv beis, though. B'shas vesta, but at the time of a vest, now we're talking about a woman who has a vestas kavua, we'll have to see, but that's the context of the Shulchan Aruch is. Sarach lifrosh bimena ona achas. The husband has to be porish from his wife, ona achas, one time period. Velo mishar krevos el mitashvash amitibovan. And not from shar krevos, we don't consider her a need at that time. We're just expecting, just in case. So the only thing that's usher is tashvash. Everything else is mutter. Imhu bayom porish b'menu osu ayom kulo afilu im haveses b'sofo umutter miyam b'layla shalachrov v'chemehu b'tchiloso porish kol hayom umutter kol halayla shalafanov. That's the Shulchan Aruch says, paskin like what we had yesterday from Rabbi Yehuda, that kol hayom shalah, whatever it was, whatever it was at the end of the day, the beginning of the day, we always go by the entire ona. V'chein adinim imhu b'layla porish kol halayla umutter miyam shalafanov ula'achrov b'yishka v'veses b'giv opavim o b'pam achas. That is the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch said 2 points. Number one, only tashvash and not shar krevos. The Beis Yosef quotes that, what about chibuk v'nishuk? Is that mutter? So that is the discussion in the Taz and the Shachir as well. So anything that could lead to a maisa bia might not be a good idea, but anything besides that is 100% mutter during Shas Vesta. But the other ha'ara is what's quoted in the Taz here in Sifkat and Beis. He quotes here from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Arzarua. The Arzarua writes that there is another ona that is suggested, that is required. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says one ona, the Arzarua says two onos. Whenever the vest is, it's known as the chumra of the Arzarua. Instead of a 12-hour period, it is a 24-hour period. That is the Arzarua. The pasak in Mergila leros bayom porish bebedo kol hayom v'halayla shalafanav. And if it's Lila, then even the day before. That is known as the Chumra of the Arzarua. And the Beis Yosef is meyer that one doesn't have to be Choshesh. That's why the Beis Yosef does not quote it in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef points out that it seems to be against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, has it as the Havamina, Kamash Volan, you don't have to worry about Ona Achrisi. And the Arzarua comes up with, no, it is Ona Achrisi. The Bach tries to defend the the Arzarua, that it does fit into the Gemara. The Taz also quotes that. He quotes his father-in-law, the Bach. Umar Yichami Tikin is Pshaka Arzarua Hazeh, Lomar, Alagav Dechzak Rebihuda, Mikal Makom, Roy Lahachmir Alzeh. The Tamua says the Taz, Hu Lahachmir Amashim Mefurish Betamu Lakula, Beprad Bevesis Rabbanon. So that is the big discussion. Many Achronim, starting with the Shulchan Aruch, do not quote the Arzarua. Others, the Shach says maybe it's Lahachmir Lachadchila. Okay, why don't you ask their local posek in terms of Lamaisa what to do with the Chumra of the Arzarua, which is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but it is quoted in the Shach. The other interesting discussion that the Nosei Kelim quote is, how do you figure out an Ona? Pashtus is, you go by what we call day and night. So let's say the vest is by day. So during the winter, that's going to be a shorter ona. During the summer, it's going to be a longer ona. Right? It just depends on the day of the night. And the same thing with the nights. There is a day of the Avi Asaf. That's also quoted. Beis Yosef quotes the Avi Asaf. Sha'ona zu yom olayla miyemei nisan v'tishrei shahayom v'halayla shavin. Avo betamuz v'teves be'idan chatzi yom v'chatzi layla. You need not shows manios. We paskin shows manios. But he quotes a day that doesn't need shows manios. And again, Rav Achronim assume against the Avi Asaf. The Beis Yosef says, V'nira shetam u'mishum, d'mashvelo d'shir ona haviyud be'shos, me'ashos sheheim chof dalet bayomu balayla. Mikol makom nira dein lachash lakach, me'achash aposkim lo hiskiruhu, gam l'shet d'gemara mashva d'lo kapit, ela al hayom o halayla. V'lo hiskiru sha'os beperaka isha, doesn't say sha'os here, ela mishum plukta d'Rav Yosi asam, other Rav Yosi mentions it, but not that we are choshesh for it. That's what the Taz here discusses as well, that we're not worried about it. We venerate the Alvi Asaf Atzmo, Efshad Rechinami, Hayachosha Tamil Lisser Shisha Shos, Lefesha Shah, he quotes Alvi Asaf, maybe doesn't mean it. But anyway, that is what we have by the Halachas of Preachers of Achlavest, and what exactly? Number one, what is Aser? Number two is the Chumra of the Arzarua, and number three is, what type of hours do we have? We'll talk more about the difference between Ves Kavuas and not in a minute. Says the Mishnah now. That was all Arzarua finishing up from yesterday. Now we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts us off by telling us that there is another type of vest. Number one, not only a vest kavua, but there is a vest as She'ina kavua. Everything we had yesterday, we had one discussion of vest, an unusual type of vest. Right, the Mishnah started off by any woman who has a vest, Dayashaita. Okay, that's referring to a regular vest kavua. Then we got into vest haguf, as we saw the Rashba yesterday. The difference between a vest haguf and a vest machmas ones, internal simin versus external cause. That was the Rashba yesterday and the Mishnah. And now we have a discussion of a vest that is not kavua in the regular sense, but it is, actually the first Mishnah we'll discuss is a Ves She'ena Kavua. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isalim mudu lios roa yom tezvav, v'shitza lios roa yom chaf. Women saw from day 15, that we had it before, earlier in the Masechta, and we're going to have later, day 15 here does not mean a 15-day cycle, but it means 15 from her day that she went to the mikvah, which add on 7 days, so it's really 22. Ha'isalim mudu lios roa yom tezvav, v'shitza lios roa yom chaf. And then she's Mishana, and she has a cycle 5 days longer, Zev is Asurin. So, Limuda, she has a Ves Kavua for 15, and then she went once day 20, so she has to be Choshes for both, because day 15, because Ves Kavua, as we'll see, was only uprooted after 3 times, and a Ves She'ena Kavua now, she saw once, so maybe she's starting a new Ves for 20, so she has to be Choshes for that one. Shitsa pamayim li Yom Chaf, if she changes twice to Yom Chaf, still Zev Zeh Asurin. Shinsa gimel pamayim li Yom Chaf, but if 3 times she went to Yom Chaf, Hutar Tesvav Vikavala Yom Chaf. The Tesvav is finished because it was uprooted 3 times. She went 3 times not seeing on Tesvav, and she was Kaveya, a new vest, Kavua, Liyom Chaf. As the Mishnah explains, She'ein Isha Kavas Bavest Ashe Tikva Enagim Upa'amim, a vest is Kavua, is not established until the woman sees 3 times, and she is not purified from vest. The vest is not uprooted until it is ne'akar three times. So three times, as we know, as we'll have on today's daf as well, the machlokes in general in Shas between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe holding that a chazaka is two times, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holding a chazaka is three times, but here the halacha is that you go by three times. The Parnes Rimonim, one of the achronim on the heaven, it's a separate sefer, three volume set on Hilchas Nida. The Parnes Rimonim quotes that there are many differences. He quotes six differences between a vest kavua and a vest she'ena kavua. Some of them are more obvious than others. Number one, a vest kavua requires three times to be uprooted. A vest she'ena kavua, woman sees just one time on a certain day, the following month she does it, then it's uprooted. It only has to be ne'ekar one day. Number two, a vest kavua is eino ne'ekar ela bibdika. You need a bidika to be okay, the vest kavua, to know for sure. V'hainu, shabatka bayom, this is, by the way, he writes this, it is adama to kufpeites. Kufpeites is the simon about vestos. So the Prophet Shimon writes this in his Akdama, in his Psicha, to that Simon. So number two, Vest Kavua is only Ne'akar with a Bedika that she did not see on, but if she did not check, so then you don't know, because maybe there was a Re'iyah that you didn't know about, especially according to Vest's Daraisa. And a Vesheina Kavua is Ne'akar even without a Bedika, as long as she did not have a Hargasha. Number two. Number three, Vest Kavua, Im Hifsika, Velo Rasa, Shalosh Pa'amim, V'chazra V'rasa, Chazra L'Vest. Halacha by Vest Kavua is that even though it's uprooted with three times, if at any time in her life she again sees that day, let's say she sees on the 15th of the month, she has Vest Kavua, and then she takes off 3 months, she sees for other days, and then she sees on the 15th again, Vest Kavua is Chozer V'Ne'or, even with once. Unlike a Vest Kavua, which is not Chozer V'Ne'or with just once, because it's only Eino Kavua. Number four, a woman who has a Vest Kavua does not have to be Choshish for any other vest. She has to be, if she has a Vest Zachoda, she has to be Choshish for a Haflaga, for an Onabedinus. That's it, just a Vest Kavua. That's the Kula of the Vest Kavua. Masheikin, a Vest She'Eino Kavua has to be Choshish for all the different types of Vestos that are possible. Number five, out of six, a Vest Kavua, if the Vest Kavua comes, Aver Hayom Velo Rasa, Asura Ashe Tivdok. Then she's not allowed to be with her husband until that she has a Bedika. She doesn't know what happened, so she has to check. Vest She'eino Kavua, no, if she doesn't have a Hargasha, so then she's Mutter to terrorize her husband without a Bedika. We'll get back to that in a second. Bedika. Vest Kavua, finally, last one. If the Vest passes, Asura Ashe Yishalena, O Ashe Ya'avru Yamem Shetucha Lispar V'litbo, Adar Vest Kavua, as we had earlier in the Gemara. The husband must ask her, because she had a cheskas tuma, or wait the amount of time if he was bom in haderech, and if it's a she'eda kavua, she does not have to wait. There are others, but we'll stop there. Big issue in the achronim is bedikos. Bedikos. We said bedieved, if a bedika is not done, and if it's a she'eda kavua, it's okay. 2 points. Number one, ona beinanis. That a regular woman who has a Vesa She'ino Kavua, Bezman Hazeh, we mentioned that she's Choshish for the three Vestos, Vesas HaChodesh, Vesas HaFlaga, and Ona Beinanis is treated as a Vest Kavua by the Poskim. The 30 days, or the 31 days, according to the Chavos Das, is treated as a Vest Kavua, so all those halachas that we just mentioned, one has to be Machmir for, or the Chumers, or the Kulas, for a Vest Kavua. The other vests are assumed to be Vestas She'ena Kavuas, right? The Chodesh and the Haflaga, we treat like Vest She'ena Kavuas. The question is, does a woman who had Bizman Hazet, she had by a Vest Haflaga, and a Vest Chodesh, does she have to do Bedikos? So that is a big discussion. Bedieved, if she doesn't do a Bedika, by the Chodesh and the Haflaga, as the Parnes Rimonim just said, she does not have to be worried about it. What about Lechatchila? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, Shar Nashim, beside other women. What do you mean, Shar Nashim? Shulchan Aruch had just spoken about unusual women. Ketana, Meinekes, Mu'uberes, a woman in a Machvei. But Shar Nashim, all other women, says the Shulchan Aruch, by the Shach, Da'alma, She'ena Mu'uberes U'Meinekes, Oba Machvei. Not these unusual cases. Tzrichos Bedika Kishiyagi Avest. They require a bedika when the vest comes. Avar havest v'lo batka v'lo hirgisha tudeis tahor b'lo bedika v'yeshomim sha'asur ashetivdok. The tudeis vestas daraiser vestas drabanan. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. But the Achronim point out, Pasha, this is by a woman who the Shulchan Aruch has been talking about. a woman who has a vest kavua. But maybe by a woman who has a vest she'ina kavua, it's not so clear that she has to have prisha from her husband. But who says she requires a bedikah? So that's a discussion. Rabbi Forrest quotes that it seems that most achronim assume that lechatchila she should do a bedikah. Others are not so convinced. Okay, well again, question that one should ask their local hilchos nida posek, what one should do lechatchila. Again, but it's based on that Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, which pashas is by a veses kavua. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Itmar. Rasa Yom Chamisha Asar Lachodesh Zeh. The Yom Tezayin Lachodesh Zeh. The Yom Shiva Asar Lachodesh Zeh. Again, another unique type of vest. Not a similar previous Haflaga or Yom HaChodesh, as we have just been talking, and we just even mentioned that there could be a Veses She'ina Kavua, but what if she has what's called a Veses L'Dilug? Dilug, she jumps. What does it mean she jumps? She had the 15th of the month, and then the 16th of the month, and then the 17th of the month. So she has a pattern. Again, all vesters are patterns. But here she has a pattern to go up one every month. So is that a vest? 15, 16, 17. So that is a machlokas. Rav Amar, Kavala Vesla Dilug. Rav says yes. 15, 16, 17, that is a Vesla Dilug. And therefore next month, she has to be worried about right, the next three, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. She has to be worried about that. That's what the Rav holds. Shmuel Amar Ashet Shalish Bedilug. Shmuel says, no, one has to be worried only after she has another Re'iyah. She sees 15, 16, 17, 18. Ashet Shalish Bedilug, because the first one is not Menaminyan, because that's the starting point. That's not called Dilug. Shmuel holds you need that the vest to be shilush bedilug. You need three that goes up. The first one doesn't go up. The first one is just there. First one just exists. After the first re'iyah, it's not called dilug yet. That's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The Ravid writes in the Balei HaNefesh, here in Shara Vesta, Simon Gimel, that the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel is as follows. Shirei bevest hachodesh, by a vest hachodesh, she sees. Three times on the 15th of the month. Kuli Alma Solvim, everybody holds that the first Re has been a minion. Even Shmuel agrees there. If she has sees 15th, 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 so everybody agrees, because the first one was the 15th. Ubevest Haflaga, and if it's an issue of Haflaga, meaning how an interval, days of interval, then obviously there also, even Rav would agree you need four. If she has a haflaga of 28, 29, whatever it is, then even Rav would agree. Uvesta haflaga sharua shalosh pa'amim, shlosha pa'amim, haflaga is esra v'chamisha, l'kuli amur yirishon einam en aminyin. So everybody agrees by a regular chodesh, only need three. By a regular haflaga, you only need four. The machlokas is here, where you have a combination. Lo nechluku Rav Shmuel, ela bevesta chodesh bedilug. A chodesh bedilug. Haflaga is always you always need four. And even a haflag of a dilug, you'd also need four. But here a chodesh bedilug, that's the machlokas. Rav medamezos l'kfias yimei chodesh hasidur. Right, Rav says you compare this to a regular yimei chodesh, just like 15, 15, 15th, 15th, 16th, 17th. What's the difference? They're all yom chodesh. Ushmuel medamezos l'kfias vesas ayde haflaga. And Shmuel argues and says, no, this, you compare this to a haflaga case. And that is the Ravitz Ha'ara, what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about, and what Rav and Shmuel are not arguing about. So, says the Gemara, that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So, Neima, Rav and Shmuel, Biplukta, the Rebbe of Shmuel Gamliel, come Biplukti. Shall we say the Gemara at first assumes that this is a Shas Machlokas? Neima, Rav and Shmuel, hold. This is, they're arguing about the Machlokas Tanam of Rebbe and Rav Shmuel Gamliel, come Biplukti. Titania, as the Bryce of the Tosefta says in Yevamos. It's quoted in Yevamos. It says on the side, see Tosefta in Shabbos, Perek Tezayin. The Machlokes in general about Chazakos, Nisei Slarishon, Umeis, Lasheni Vameis, Lashishi Lotinasei, Deve Rebbe, the topic of Katlanis, a woman who is married and then her husband dies twice. She cannot get married the third time because we assume she's a Katlanis, her husband's died, and therefore the third one cannot get married. Right? Big discussion, Bizman Hazeh. Does this mean without children? Does this mean very quickly? What if they've had a certain life of marriage? Let's say a woman is married for 35, 40, 50 years. and then her husband dies. Then she marries again, and then 10 years later her husband dies again, when her husband is 93. And she can't get married again if she would want to. Right? So that's questionable maisa. Right? That's Rebbe Shita. Rib Shiva Gamliel Omer, Legimalotinasi, no, she can be married to three husbands. Only after three husbands die do we say that she has the status of a katlanis. So is this the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, the machlokas between Rebbe and Shiva Gamliel in other contexts as well? So the Gemara says, "Lo, to Kuli Amak or Abshuba Gamliel." No, really, everybody, they both get hold like Abshuba Gamliel that three times is a chazaka. The Hachabakim Eflegi. The machlokas here is a unique machlokas in Hilchas Nida. Rav Savar Chamisha Asar Mi Minyana. Rav says the 15th is part of the minyan, as the Ravid quoted, because we compare it to a regular vest hachodesh, Shmuel Savar, Kivan, the Lav Bediva Chazise. Shmuel says Vestos is a pattern that is established. And the pattern, if it's a Diluk pattern, the first one is not Diluk. That can't be part of it. Kivan, the Lav Bediva Chazise, Lav Mi Minyanu. That can't be part of the minyan. Period. Interesting, the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, Tosas quotes it here. Tosas, the first Tosas quotes it for the Gemara Baba Kama Lama Zion. On some level, the Gemara compares Hilchos Vestos and the three times a woman needs by Vestos and Hilchos Shar Hamuad. Hilchos Shar Hamuad. So again, that is an interesting comparison. Right? We might say, the Achronim point out that the Muad, well, the question is, which one do you start with? Either way, by both of these, it might not be just about probability. It might not be that, oh, there's a good chance that this is going to happen, and therefore we have to be worried after three times, both by Nida and by Shar Hamuad. But it could be more than that. Rav Soloveitchik writes in the Rishima Shirim and Baba Kama that it's more of a status issue. Both by Shar Hamuad and by a woman who has a vest, there's a certain status that kicks in. Shar Hamuad for sure. Now he's a Shar Hamuad, and therefore he has to pay halacha changes. He has to pay Nezek Shalim, he has to pay Minha Aliyah. So Shar Hamuad, after three, the status changes. So too, by a vest, by a woman in this time period, in this Ona, she is, in her Ona's HaVest, she is a woman who has a vest, and that is a certain status that is given to her during that time period. And that's why certain halachas kick in. It's not just about probability, that's what we see from the comparison. Even though the comparison is in total, you don't say they're exactly the same halachas. That's what Tosfos points out here, right in the middle of Tosfos Itmar. V'yesh l'chalek, bein sirugin d'yamim l'sirugin d'shvarim. You could be mechalek between the types of sirugin that kick in. Is not exactly the same. Once we're here, I can't not mention it. The thought we mentioned it a parsha shir, I think 4 years ago, and that is the mission in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Zayin. The thought started off with the story. A woman once came to the Rugged Shaver in Dvinsk, and the problem was that her baby would only nurse on weekdays. On Shabbos, the baby refused to nurse. She didn't know why. She went to doctors, she went to this, she went to that, she had no idea what to do. So finally she said, okay, I have no idea what to do. The doctors have no idea, so let me go to my Rebbe. So she went to the Rugged Shaver, and the second the Rugged Shaver hears the story, he says, oh, it's Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi and Baba Kama. Yerushalmi and Baba Kama. But a baby who doesn't nurse, what's he talking about? So the Mishnah says in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Zayin that there is a Shar Hamuad for different days, for different people, for different situations. One of them is, the Gemara says, the Mishnah, HaRezeh Amar Rabbi Yehuda, if a shor is a mu'ad l'mino, ve'ino mu'ad l'sh'ino mino, mu'ad l'adam ve'ino mu'ad l'behema, mu'ad l'ketanim ve'ino mu'ad l'gedolim, eshu mu'ad l'mashal nezek shalim, ve'sh'ino mu'ad l'mashal chasi nezek. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, HaRezeh mu'ad l'shabasos ve'ino mu'ad l'chol. Let's say an ox gores three times on Shabbos and not during the week. Or the opposite, right? Meaning during the other times, they see him walking around and he doesn't gore. He's in the same situation and he does it. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yehuda answers, L'shabasos b'shalim nezek shalim, l'imos achol b'shalim chatzi nezek. You could be a muad l'shabasos and not a muad l'days of the week. So the Yushalmi on this Mishnah says, how is it possible? An animal doesn't know when Shabbos is, and Pashas, right? So how do we know? So the Yerushalmi explains because people are dressed differently on Shabbos, and therefore the animal acts differently because of how he sees people dress. Right? He notices a difference. Right? Some type of instinctual way that the animal notices a difference, and therefore that's why we attribute the mu'ad to on Shabbos and on weekday. Says the rugged shabbat to the woman, you dress differently, and the baby notices it. Dress in your weekday clothes when you're ready to nurse, and see what happens. The woman went home, she put on her weekday clothes when she wanted to nurse, and the baby nursed. That's the rugged shaver reading a Yerushalmi and Baba Kama to answer a question about a woman whose baby does not nurse. Unbelievable. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Eisvei. So, we just quoted that it is Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Shilush Bedilug. Is it the Machlokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel? And we answer no. Maybe it is a limited machlokas. So even though it's limited, now we'll ask some questions. Eisvei haisali mudalios roa yom tezvav vishinsal yom shishasar. A woman who always sees on the 15th. She's a vessel kavua to see on the 15th, and one time vishinsal yom shishasar zevze asurin. Right? So far, yes, we write about both. 15th because of the vessel kavua, and the 16th because that's new. Shinsal yom shivasar. Huta shisha asar, v'neasar chamisha asar v'shiv asar. If she then saw on the 17th, then forget the 16th, because that was only once. Now she has to be choshish for the 15th and for the 17th. Shinsal yom shmona asar, then she sees on the 18th. Remember, she saw on the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. Hutra kulam, now they're all mutter v'ein asar ela mishmona asar v'eilach. So now only after shmona asar she's worried. Kasha l'rav. One second, this is a kasha and rav, because here the b'risa seem to require a fourth re'iyah. It's not good enough to have the three. So amalacha rav, limud ha'shayni. Rav would say no. Limud ha'shayni. I will agree that if the woman has a ves kavua, then you can't count that re'iyah in the dilug. It says here, ha'isa limuda. Meaning she habitually, she had the 15th was limuda to see. So therefore, Rab would agree that by ves kavua, you can't count that last re'iyah as a dilug. Why? Remember, what's the whole svara that for vestos? What's the whole svara for vestos? Because we assume this is what's going to happen the next time. So how can we attribute, how can we say this is going to be a vestos ledilug? If she sees 15, 16, 17, or 16, 17, 18, you can't use the first one, because that, if that was a ves kavua, that was part of the previous pattern. If you assume she's starting a new pattern now, so there's no right for you to be able to assume that the last one for the previous ves kavua can count for the dilug. So Rav says, limud ha'shayni. Says the Gemara, utakarila, my karila. That makes so much sense. What was the havamina? What were we thinking when we asked the kasha on Rav? So Gemara said, no, limud ha'shrichale. No, the case of limuda and anal limuda is the chiddush. Ma'od tema kivan limuda va'akarte betrei zimnei akrale. No, the chiddush is that you might have said that even though it's limuda, even though to establish a vest, you need three times. But if you see she's on her way to establishing another one, then maybe even two times could be okay the vest. Fine, twice to establish it, but maybe two times to be okerit. Kamash malan, no. You need three times to be kaveya. You need three times to be oker. Right? Very interesting. Havamina, is it easier to break something down than to build it up? This is a Rabbi Yosef Engel type topic, right? There are many places we can have, we talk about this. Establishing a status versus undoing a status. It could be easier to establish the status than to undo it. Good. There is an interesting machlokas, the Raivit and others, the Balamar. Is there any difference between a dilug going up and a dilug going down? Right, the way we paskin, there's a, right, the kufpeites, there is a concept of establishing a vesis ladilug for going up. The question is, can you establish a vesis ladilug for going down? So that is an interesting question. The Shulchan Aruch, again, talks about these vesis ladilug in kufpeites, in sifhei. Pa'amim shayis tia ha'aflaga shakovas pa'am avesas bedilug. Kigon, shirasa hayom verasa shenis lasof lamed loshishis lalamed aleph. Verevias lalamed base. Kava vesas ladilug shalaflagos. Beishir chika diluga harbei. Beish lohir chika eliyomechad. Kava vesas ladilug hashaveh shabachal inishti mash veriasa kavala vesas. As long as, the Shulchan Aruch quotes going up, as long as it was equal intervals, so then we would say, so that is considered a vest. That's what the case that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the case of going up, but the Raivit says the same thing would occur if you go down. You have on 17, 16, 15, 14, other Rishonim are not so convinced that that would be a dilug, that we would be choshesh for. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Rosa Yom Esrim, Ve'echad B'chodesh, Zeh, Yom Esrim, V'shnayim B'chodesh, Zeh, Yom Esrim, V'shlosha B'chodesh, Zeh, Day 21, Day 22, Day 23, Kavala Vest. That's a vest that everybody agrees to. That's Yom HaChodesh, as we pointed out. Right, but that's Yom HaChodesh Dilug. Oh, so it's not exactly the same as we said before. Beforehand, this was the case of Rav Shmuel. We had said before, if it's a regular Vesta Chodesh, everybody agrees, only three. But if she sees day 20, day 21, sorry, the Brisa starts off with day 21. Day 21, day 22, day 23, she's Kovea Vest. Sirgo Leo Mesrim Barba. But if she saw day 21, day 22, day 24, Lo Kavala Vest. That's not a Kvias Vest because she skipped one. It's not the exact pattern. Tshuv to the Shmuel. So this is a Kasha on Shmuel because there's only three Rios. Right, day 21, 22, 23. Right, in the case before, we had on top, 15, 16, 17. Shmuel said, that's not good enough. So I will ask Shmuel, Shmuel said, no. Hacha vayaskinan, going to re'ilu l'mechse b'yom esrim. No, she sees really on day 20 also. The Brisa left out the background to this woman. Really, it says 21, 22, 23, really 2020 is also there. V'shinsa liyom esrim v'echad. And then she changed to 21. How do you know? Why do I say there's an extra one that's not listed? Dekanami. D'shafkin liyom esrim v'nachal liyom esrim v'echad. Shema amino. Because after all, why the Brisa start off with day 21? Don't we start off with a number that's on the fives? Like the Brisa started off with day 15, you start off with day 20, day 10, right? You start off with a not an even number, but a number that is on the fives. And here it started off with 21. So it must be really, it means to start off with day 20, but it just wasn't measured in the Brisa. Okay, so we defended Shmuel. So who do we paskin like? Rav Shmuel says the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, or Machmir for both Shitas. Interesting. Like my both Shitas, usually Halacha, Kirav, Beisure. That's the usual rule, I'll grab Beisure. Three exceptions. The Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Masechta Shabbos says that there are three times, the Gemara says that's why we put these three together, there are three times we pass on like Shmuel. Remember in the case of Matirin, Mibega Lebeged, you're allowed to move tzitzis from one to the other. Malikin Miner Lener, you're allowed to light Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles. That's the context from one to the context is Chanukah candles from one to the other. Shabbos, the only Iker Mitzvah is only one candle. Chanukah candles also Iker Din one, but the Minhag is to light more. As you know, Mahajin, lighting Malikin Miner Lener, we have the Machlokas there, if you remember, Achushi Mitzvah and Bizui Mitzvah. Lighting from one Chanukah, from one candle to the other one. And number three, Halacha Kerv Shimon Begreira, meaning Darashayna Miskavin. So by those three, we pass on like Shmuel. So that's why the Gemara says we put those three together, because those are the three we don't pass on like Rav. But here too, the Shulchan Aruch says that we are Machmir like both opinions, says the Shulchan Aruch. Kesad Kovasi Be'echodesh Bedilug. That is day number one. What do you mean, l'chumra? You have to assume, you have to be worried about the next three bedilug, but you also have to assume that you haven't been koveya that, and therefore, you also have to be worried about the previous one as a ves shena kavua. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins le maisa. Again, zman hazeh, most of these cases do not come up. Most women don't have any kavua pattern. Some do. Some women do have vestes kavuas even bezman hazeh. It's not impossible. I've got shaylos with women vest kavuas, but most women seems to have ves shena kavuas bezman hazeh. Next, says the Gemara, shena isha kavas la ves ashetik va'ena v'chulu. The Mishnah said that a woman is kovea vest only after three times, and she uproots her vest only with three times. Amar of Papa, lo amran elo lemikva. When do we say a woman is kovea vest three times? That only means to be kovea it. Aval lemechishla bechadizim nechayisha. But she's choshesh even once. No matter what a woman sees, the following month she's going to be choshesh for this last re'iyah. My kavash la'tadida. So what's the chiddush? We learned that in our Mishnah. Yom asar yom esrim. So you see, you're choshish for day 20, even though that was only once. So the Gemara says, no. If we had only had our Mishnah Haba Amina, Hani Mili Hecha de Kaima Betoch Yemeni Dasa. I would have thought only that case because day 20, if she had a Veskavua for 15, so day 20 is days of Yemenita. Again, 15 and 20 here meant 15 is from her Tevila, 20 is from her Tevila, so that means 22 and 27 respectively from the day of her Re'iyah. So day 27 works out back in her days of Nida, right? Because the cycle of 18. So maybe there we would say you're Choshesh. Aval Heichad Olkai Be'Betoch Yemei Nidasa. But what if she has a Re'iyah during her Yemei Ziva? Not during her Yemei Nida. Hello, so Kamash Malan. You might not have thought that we're Choshesh even for that once. Kamash Malan, we are. And not only does it establish three times, it needs to be Ne'akar three times. Amar Rav Papa, again Rav Papa mentions, Lo Amar Nelo de Kavati Tlasa Zimne, the Tzrichi Tlasa Zimne Lemekre, as is somewhat obvious. Only if it's a Veses Kavua that has been Nekva three times, does it need three times to be Okeret. Avot Shre Zimne, but even if a woman sees twice, V'chada Zimne Me'akar, even one time not seeing on that day, uproots it. So my kamash lantanina. Again, the Mishnah says, Eina Isha Kavasla Vest Achitikavana Shalosh Pa'amim. What's the right? And she's only Kavaya Vest three times, and she only uproots it three times. Rashi, fourth to last line in Rashi, Umi Ditani Lahu Gabi Hadadi, and since it says these two lines next to each other, Mashma Dlo Bayakira Shalosh Pa'amim El Mishanikva Shalosh Pa'amim. So Rashi's already alluding to the Havamin in the next line. But the Havamin, the question is, what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, since these are put next to each other, as Rashi explains, that you might have said the Havamin is that if you have it twice, if she had one Riyas, you only have to be Choshish once. If you have two Riyas, maybe you have to be Choshish twice. That's not an established pattern yet, but maybe you always have to go by, you saw it twice, you have to uproot it twice. Saw it three times, you have to uproot it three times. Chamash Balan, no. Chamash Balan, until three times, it's uprooted once. Tani Kavasid Rav Papa, and we see a riot of Papa that even if she sees twice, it's uprooted only with once. Haisali Mudalios Roy Yom Esrim. Vishisali Yom Shloshim. She usually sees on day 20. But then she sees she's Mishana to day 30. Zev is Asur, and they're both Asur. Right, because she had a kavua for 20, and now she just saw 30. Higia yom esrim velo rasa muteres l'shamish ad yom shloshim. So she came to day 20, and she did not see. So that's now twice that she didn't see on day 20. But day 30 is coming because she has to be choshes yom shloshim because that's what she saw last month. Higia yom shloshim v'rasa. So now what? Now she saw twice on day 30. And she still has the Veses Kavua from day 20. Higia Yom Esrim, Vilo Rasa. Oh, now she's all came day 20 and she didn't see. Now that's been uprooted three times. Higia Yom Shloshim, Vilo Rasa. But then day 30 came and she did not see. So she only had twice on day 30. Higia Yom Esrim, Virasa. But then, as we said, after she went three times uprooting day 20, then she saw on day 20. And we said, like the Paradis Rimonim pointed out, a Ves Kavua can even come back with once. Huta Yom Shloshim. Yom Shloshim is gone, even though you saw Yom Shloshim twice, and you uprooted it only once. That's fine. That's the writer of Papa. Huta Yom Shloshim. V'nesar Yom Esrim. Yom Esrim is again Nesar. V'bnei Sha'orach Mizman Oba, because we assume it came, a Ves Kavua could return even with once. So just to mention, now that we finished this, two or three times topic, the Gemara in Yevamos points out, Daf Samach Daled, this Machlokas Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, so it depends on the context of what we paskin. The Gemara says at the bottom of Samach Daled Amid Beis, Nisuin Umalkios Karebi, Vestos Vishar Hamuad Kerb Shimon Gamliel. By Nisuin and Malkus, we paskin like Rebbe. Nisuin meaning the case of Katlanis that we had. Malkus, what's the case of Malkus? If a person does an Aveira, the Mishnah Masechah Sanhedrin, Mishalaka Vishana, when do we put a person in jail? In a kippah. The Rambam says it's only by a Rotzeach, Pasha the Gemara maybe by other Aveiros, but maybe by a case of Ritzich or other Aveiros where we can't put somebody to death. There's something, Bezdin knows that this guy did it, but there's some fault in the testimony, maybe there was a fault in the Hasra. So, how many Aveiros are required to put somebody into Kippa? So, even two, Mishalaka Vishana, Bezin, Kotzen Aso L'Kippa, Umachilon Aso Sa'ar Machete Kreso, Nifka'as. So, by those two, we paskin like Rebbe, by Nisuin and by Malkus. Vestus and Shar Hamuad, we paskin like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Vestos, says the Gemara there in Samadhal, quotes our Mishnah. Eino isha kavaz vezla shetik vene shalosh pa'amim. Vechulu. And shar ha-muad, the bishtin baba kama. Eino shar nasa muad ashi idu bo shlosha pe'amim. So we don't say, oh, across the board, who do we paskin like? The Gemara says, these four cases, two like Rebbe, and two like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Says the last Mishnah in the parak. Nashim. A Mishnah that seems to have no halachic significance, but it really does. Nashim bibsulehem kigafanim. Oh, this is ready, getting us ready for the next parak. A woman, when she has dam besulim, they're like vines. Why? Everybody's different. Yesh gefen sheyena adom, v'yesh gefen sheyena shachor. Some vines have red wine, some wines have black wine. Some women, when they have besulim, sometimes they bleed red, sometimes they be black. V'yesh gefen sheyena meruba, v'yesh gefen sheyena muat. And some vines have give off a lot of wine, and some vines give off a little wine. So too by women. Some have a lot of dam besulim, some don't have a lot of dam besulim. Says the Rambam, this is all agabe tainis besulim. Person shouldn't think, oh, I didn't have tainis besulim, oh, there was only a drop, oh, she must have had b'ya before. The Rambam says, no, all women are different. Don't worry about it. The Ruch Lishiran also right here says everybody's different. And you want to, maybe you could ask from based on her relatives if you have any chashos. But this is all to give confidence to the husband and the wife. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol gefen yesh bayayin. V'she'en bayayin arezeh durkati. Rabbi Yehuda says, but every gefen has some type of wine. And if it doesn't have wine, so then it is durkati. What is durkati? Tana, says the Gemara, dor katua, a cut-off dor, meaning if a woman doesn't have any menstrual blood, she doesn't menstruate, so then that's a problem, she's not going to have children. Again, there's some women today, I've had a number of cases where a woman just naturally hardly ever menstruates, so which usually they could take certain medicines, certain pills to be able to give them a nidus, because you want a nidus, you need a nidus to become pregnant. If a woman doesn't have any dam, here this is talking about dam besulin. But also, no dam, no dam bechulur. Rabbi Yehuda is expanding, even a dam nida, that is called a dar katua, and therefore it would be difficult to have children. Tani Rabbi Chiya, kishem shasar yafel le'isa, kach damim yafel le'isha. Just like yeast is good for a dough, kach damim yafel le'isha, so too dam is a good reflection of a woman, meaning in terms of children. Tani Mishra Rabbi Meir, kol isha shetamea merubin, baneha merubin. Good. Hadralach ha'isha. Perek Tinokes, Rabosai, last perek in Meseches Nida, last perek in Shas. We are, Baruch Hashem, on our way. And here we go. Tinokes, three cases. Three cases the Mishnah talks about in terms of Dam Besulim. Dam Besulim. Tinokes, Shlo Yizman Aliros, a young girl who did not reach her stage, her age of having a Riyaz Dam, and she got married, again, in a time period when women got married much younger. So, you know, she's like, Vinissays, if she got married, and it was before the time that she was supposed to have a Riyaz Dam. She was very young, and she got married. So the question is in this Mishnah, how long do we attribute Dam Besulim? We know that Bezman Hazeh will have it, Bez Hashem, on tomorrow's Daf. The Bezman Hazeh were not Boel al Dam Besulim, meaning Dam Besulim, not Boel Dam Besulim, meaning after Dam Besulim occur, after the Bilas Mitzvah, then we treat it like Dam Nidus regarding most halachas. But Midah Raisa, Dam Besulim has nothing to do with Dam Nidus. Dam Besulim is a different source than Dam Nidus. It's hymenal blood. It's not uterine blood. And therefore, there's no Isser. It's Dam Maka. And if it's Dam Maka, then it's just like a woman has a Maka in her Pruzdar. So then there's no problem. There's no Isser. So, says the Mishnah though, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. In a case on the level of Daraisa, before we got to the Drabanim, which will come up on tomorrow's Daf, on the level of Daraisa, how long do we attribute? Let's say she bleeds for a couple of days. Let's say she bleeds for a couple of bios. So how long do we attribute and say, oh yeah, this is all hymenal blood, and she is muteres, and she is not called a nida. And when do we say that no, now she has to be considered a nida, we have to be choshes that it is uterine blood. So three cases, three ages of women. So Tinokesh Lo Yizman Aliros, if she's very young, Vinissays, and she gets married, Beishamei Omrim Nosim Ma'arba Leilos, Beishamei says we give her 4 nights. 4 nights of bia, afilu rawa, even if she sees during those bias, we assume it's dam besulim, and therefore we give her 4 nights. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, achetichya hamaka. Beis Hillel says, and Rov Rishonim assume that it says lakula. Why 4 nights? As long as every time she has bia, she sees blood, we have to assume, even if it's 2 weeks, Right? It doesn't matter. Until the wound heals. As long as she's still bleeding, we assume it's still from the wound. First Tosfos in the Perek points out that according to Beis Hillel, you don't need Ritzufin. You don't need one night after the next night after the next night. You might need Bias Ritzufin. But even if they don't have Bio for a couple of nights, they'll be for the next night, as long as there is Dam each time, Beis Hillel says that is Mutter. Tosfos is not sure. He says, V'chein Nireh. So he says also, according to Beis Shammai, the four nights are even Mufuzaras. That's the machlokas we've shown him. Whether Beis Shammai would agree to that, but at least according to Beis Hillel, that applies even if it's not Ritzufin. Number one. Number two, Higiyas Manaliros Vinises. What happens if a woman is of age to have Damnida? She just has not had Damnida yet. So Higiyas Manaliros Vinises. So then, you always go bump down one level. Beis Shammai Omrim. Why? You always bump down one level because there's more of a chance, there's more of a worry that it's Damnida. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Nosen La Laila Harishon. You give her the entire first night. Beis Hillel Omrim, no. An Mosi Shabbos Abba Leilos. Beis Hillel says, no. Four nights. Why? Because women got mad like the first Mishnah in Ksubis. So this is the Yom HaRavi. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzi Shabbos. So those four nights you give, and that's what. And after that, then you have to be Choshesh. Third case, Rasa Va'od Beis Aviha. If she had a Re'iyah, let's say she's a regular woman who had a Re'iyah already. Not only Higiyas Manaliros, but she's already seen Damnidas. Va'od Beis Aviha. So then, Bishami Omer, Nosen La Be'ilas Mitzvah. Then you just give her the Be'ilas Mitzvah, the first Bia. Beis Hillel says, we'll see what we paskin like. Beis Hillel says you give her the whole, entire night, even more than the first Bia, even before Be'ilas Mitzvah. Good. Why is the first, 2 points. Number one, the Mishnah Achrona right here on the Mishnayis say that all of these, even on the Daraisa level, Achumis Drabanan, Mi Daraisa, as long as, even Igiyas Manaliros, you're told at B'dam B'sulam, until Chaisa Hamaka. Right, we said this Mishnah is not on the total Drabbana level in terms of everything being Aser. But even before that, there's already Chumras Drabbana in our Mishnah, because Pasha, as you should say, as long as it's still bleeding, it is Mutter, but these are Chumras Drabbana, even before the ultimate Chumras Drabbana. Number one. Number two, why is the first Bia called Be'ilas Mitzvah? Why is that called Be'ilas Mitzvah? So Tosfos talks about this in Meseches Ksubis. Tosfos Ksubis in the first Perek, on Daf Hey. Tosfos Dalid Kari La Be'ilas Mitzvah Mishum Dechsev Ki Bo Alayich Osayich V'Yamrinan Ein Isha Kareses Bris Ela Misha Osa Osa Kli. This Bia really cements the relationship between the husband and the wife. Va'idekach Midabek Ba. Through this act, they stick together. Uba'in Lide Pirya V'Rivya Ulahachi Kari La Be'ilas Rishon Be'ilas Mitzvah. So you can't. Tosfos adds in the Pirya V'Rivya line. But if you focus on the first line of Tosfos, and the Shidam Kubatz is there, also focuses on it, maybe the Be'ilas Mitzvah is because this is separate from Puravu even. Tosfos adds in that line, Bolin de Puravu, but I like to focus on the first line, then we'll get to Puravu. Number one, that this is Be'ilas Mitzvah, you might say that this is about, you know what, let's say the other way first. If you read the whole Tosfos as one, Tosfos says, this is a lead up to Puravu. You have to Puravu. And that's what the Shem Kabbalah also says, this is a Hechsher Mitzvah to Puravu, and that's why Be'ilas Mitzvah. You're not gonna, the Chazal assumed there's no Bia for, there's no, at least then, maybe not Bizman Azeh, but at least then, there was no, possibility of pregnancy from Bia Rishona, but this is all a Hachana for Puravu, so it already has the status of Mitzvah. Where else do you have this, that it's a Hachana? You have this from for the first daf of the second Berakah in Kiddushin, where the Gemara talks about mitzvah bo yosmei bishlucho, and the Gemara there talks about marriage. Marriage, machlokas we've shown whether marriage is a mitzvah. According to the Rosh, marriage is not a mitzvah. So what do you mean mitzvah? Mitzvah bo yosmei bishlucho. So the Rosh says, it's a hachana to puravu. The marriage is called a mitzvah legabe, that it's a hachana to puravu. And it even says there, the Ron explains there, at the beginning of the second parak, what about a woman? The Gemara there calls mitzvah bo, even legabe the woman. Mitzvah bo yosmei bishlucho. And she's not even obligated in Puravu. Yeah, but she's Misayas in Puravu, still a Hachana. Either way, one approach to Be'ilas Mitzvah is that this is all a lead up to the Mitzvah of Puravu. But if you focus on the first words of Tosfos, quoting that Gemara in Sanhedrin, and saying this, V'al-Yedei-Kach Midabek Ba, focusing on that line, that's focusing on the relationship. Maybe that's the Be'ilas Mitzvah. This is the cement. This is the final stage of the marriage. Like the Rambam Shita, chuppah roi labia. This, the first Maisa Bia is really the Gemar Maisa Kedushin. separate from Peruvu. And that itself could be called mitzvah. Bilas mitzvah is relating to the relationship. Like we know the words of the Ramban that we've mentioned in the past. Machlokas Rashi Ramban. What does it mean? V'davak b'ishtav ahayu l'basar echad. Rashi says it means the child. Basar echad. But the Ramban says, no, it means the relationship. The basar echad is unlike animals who have no dveikis b'nishosehen, says the Ramban, humans have a relationship. Even animals that are monogamous do not have relationships. That's just instinctual. So maybe that's what is being referred to also by Be'ilas Mitzvah here. Dafka, because, again, Bizman Chazal, pregnancy was not possible yet, first Be'il. The first Be'il was not focusing on the goal. It was just focusing on the mice of being done, cementing the relationship. As we know, in general, many sources talk about all Be'ils are supposed to be about Nesina and cementing the relationship. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. If you go back to category 1, 2, and 3. Category 1 was a girl who was not even of age yet to see. But there was no chilukim made. Did she see yet or not? She wasn't of age to see. But Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Afilu Rasa, Pashas of the first category, it doesn't mean any chilukim, so it must be even if she has seen already, even though she wasn't of the age to see. Mimai, why should I make that diyuk? Midakam maflik b'seifa bein rasa bein shalor rasa. Since the seif is mechalik, mechal the reisha lo shahachi lo shahachi. It must be in the reisha. There is no chilukim. Tanina mihachi beisela omer shetich yamaka bein rasa bein lo rasa. Good. That's the first category. Achetich yamaka. So beisela says in that category until the wound heals. Ad kama. How long do we give her? Amar viu damarav calls mancha nocheres. As long as she is nocheres. What does that mean, to groan or to sigh? Chasam Sofer says right here, as long as she has pain and she screams in pain. Very painful. Chasam Sofer, as long as she still has pain, you can still, and she has blood, you can attribute it to the Makkah. Kiamrita kami de Shmuel, Omar li nechirazu eni odea. When I said this in front of Shmuel, Shmuel said, I'm not sure. Even though Shmuel was a bucky, as we'll see. He was a major doctor. Eni odea mahi. Ella kozman, I like to give a different definition though, says Shmuel. Kozman sha'aruk matsui betoch hapeh, machmas tashmish. As long as she still has blood, machmas tashmish. That's it. And it says it in a euphemistic way. But as long as she has dam machmas tashmish. Nechirat akama rav hechi dami. What exactly did rav mean by the nocheres? Amr shmuel barav yitzchak ledidim mifishali minei to rav. Omedes veroe. Yosheves ve'ino roe. Biyadua shlochaisa hamaka. If a woman, when she's in different positions, she sees sometimes, then you know. When she's standing, she sees. When she's sitting and relaxed, she does not see. So you know there, when she's standing and she's holding herself a little bit, you know that it's coming from the wound. Al gabi karka viroe. If she sits on a hard surface, on the ground, and she sees, because, right, so there's pressure. Okay, karm v'ksas v'ena roa, and she, even though she doesn't see when she sits on pillows, b'yadur shlochai samaka, there too you know it's coming from the wound, because you know it comes out when she sits on a hard surface. Al gabi kulam v'roa, al gabi kulam v'ena roa. But if she always is roa, no matter what, in every situation, even when she's not having need, when she's just walking around, b'yadur shlochai samaka. If she just has, you know, dam coming out straight, so then there's a good chance that it is dam nida. Tigiyaz mana v'chulu. Category 2. The Zman came for her to see, and she got married. Itmar Shimsha b'yamim. What happens if she had tashmish during the days? Right? Beis Shammai said you give her the first night. Beis Hillel says you give her the 4 nights. Is that saying 4 bias? What if she has bia during the day? Would that undermine? Do they mean bios or yamim? So Rav Amar lo Hafsid Halelos. Rav says, no, she's not mafsid the nights. The bias during the day are not mafsid the nights. The light, Levi Amar Hafsid Halelos. No, it is. It is mafsid the nights. Rav Amar lo Hafsid Halelos. Why? Ad motzi Shabbos tan. It says, don't motzi Shabbos no matter what. The Levi Amar Hafsid Halelos. Why? My arba lelos diktani arba onos. 4 lives means arba onos. That's the assumption when the bia is going to take place. Ula Rav lamali lemisti arba lelos. According to Rav, if it's lav dafka lelos, why does it say lelos? Or chayaka mashbalon didaka to be a lelos. It just says night because that's when usually bia takes place. Right? We had earlier in the Masechta daf tezayin asur l'shamish mitasa bayom. Right? Asur l'shamish based on 2 different psukim, and we had there. Are there any exceptions? Daf yedzayin based on afel tamar chacham. Mafa Bataliso, but that was a sugya earlier in the second parak, Tezayin Yuzayin. For Levi, listening Arba Leilos, according to Levi, who said it's Dafka. So then why did it say 4 nights? Ad Motzi Shabbos Lamali. Why did it say Ad Motzi Shabbos? Hakamashvel on the Shrei Lemiva, Lachadchila B'Shabbos. It's to teach me that you could have that B on Shabbos. What does Lachadchila here mean? Rashi says it means that you could have that third B on Shabbos. Tosfos says in reality, it means you could even have the first be on Shabbos. Tosfos says, "Lafia emes the shoyle mevol betchila nakat hachad avir rabusa tfei." Says the word lachatchila because even the first time. Kiddush Shmuel, why is that all mutter? Kiddush Shmuel, because you don't have kavana for it. Darmer Shmuel, you don't have kavana to cause bleeding. And Shmuel says, "Pirtzet dechuka mutter lekarnis la b'Shabbos." A small opening you're allowed to go into on Shabbos, either literally between a fence or figuratively. The ma'isa biyav v'alvish emeshut tzroros. Even though sometimes tzroros pebbles could come out, even though dam could come out, because it's not a psik resha. It's a devar shein meskavin, and therefore it might not occur. And even if it does occur, it was mutter. Itmar, a little bit more, says the Gemara. Okay, I guess we'll stop here though. Running out of time. Itmar, you know, two more lines. Itmar, bov lo matzah dam, v'chazar bov lo matzah dam, bia, and there was no dam. And then the next time there was dam. Rabbi Chanina amar tmei rabasi amar tahora. Rabbi Chanina amar tmei adim isa davi dam besula meikar aviyasi. Rabbi Chanina says tmei, if you had one bia in the middle where there was no dam, because if it was all dam sulam, you wouldn't have skipped one. For Rabbi Asi amar tahora, dam estrami like the Shmuel. Rabbi Asi says no. Maybe one time, that middle time, it happened like Shmuel. To amar Shmuel, yechalani little come on beatless below dam. Shmuel could be bald even without causing dam. What's called bahataya, he went in a certain way without breaking the hymen. So the idach and the other opinion says, why aren't we choshes about Shmuel? Shiny Shmuel, the Rav Gurvei. Shmuel was different. Shmuel was an expert in these areas, so therefore we're not choshes that most people are like Shmuel. We'll start with Tosfos tomorrow that talks more about Shmuel. Okay, we'll stop here as we are in the last perek of the Masechta of Shas. Again, we're all looking forward to see him next Thursday night. Again, Rabbi Neuberger Shul 7:30. The Seder is going to be we'll start with Mincha at 7:30. Then we'll have the Siyam and the Sudas Mitzvah, followed by the Hashem, the Shir on Brachos, Daf Beis, starting up the next cycle.